Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Girl Unlimited podcast, the podcast and platform dedicated to seeing you break those barriers of limiting beliefs to live fully, love abundantly, and create the life of your dreams. You are listening to episode 38 of the podcast, guys, and guess what? We are coming up to a year soon. Believe it or not, the Girl Unlimited podcast will be 1 year old in September. Someone needs to pinch me because I don't know how I have managed to do this for a whole year. I cannot express my thanks enough, guys, to you, especially my day ones to date. I come on here because of you. You listening to this right now. I genuinely come on here because I want to see you prosper in this journey called life and in anything that your hand finds to do, whether that is a business or a career. I want to hear you say that you left it all on the table and left Earth truly fulfilled. And no, I don't need to know you to feel that. Are you human? Do you have breath in your lungs? Then I believe you deserve a shot at being the best you could possibly be. And it is an honor, truly, truly an honor to be able to inspire you and cheer you on in any little way that I can. And on that note, if Girl Unlimited in any way has been supportive to your journey, would you write to me and let me know? It will be such a great encouragement to me. You could either email me at girlunlimited1@gmail.com. So that is girl unlimited, all one word, girlunlimited. And then the number 1@gmail.com. I really hate saying that email address. I don't know if I've ever said that to you guys. For some reason, it just sounds so long. I don't know what I was doing, but hey, that's the email address. So email me, and or if you prefer, you can send me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so today I wanted us to talk about self-sabotage. Gosh, this one cuts really close to home. I'm sure a lot of you listening to this can probably relate. The two questions I'm hoping to address today are why we self-sabotage and how we can stop self-sabotaging. This one might get a little deep, guys, but that's okay. We'll be fine. I've never really been great at surface stuff anyway. It's probably one of the reasons I hate networking. I'm like, can we throw out this small talk and get a little real here? But we're here today. We're going to be talking. Let's go. My name is Tiare, and you're listening to the Girl Unlimited podcast. The first time I recognized my own self-sabotaging behavior was years ago, but more with hindsight, because at the time I didn't even know that was what it was called. So I was in my mid-20s. I was invited to sing at this concert. I was sharing the stage, or I was going to be sharing the stage, with some of the best known Nigerian Christian / gospel artists of the time. It was a wonderful opportunity for me, and I was excited, as you would expect. I had worked really hard and I'd come second in a competition, a singing competition, and that was how I got the opportunity. So I rehearsed my butt off. I still remember actually rehearsing for that concert. And I mean, I was rehearsing because I wanted to, you know, go in there and give my best. But guess what? A few days before the concert, I ghosted the organizer. Yeah, I literally went MIA. So the obvious question here is why? Well, I had all these excuses. For one, it was too far away, and my personal favorite was all this pomp and pageantry is not what gospel music should be. That particular righteous excuse was the perfect wall to hide behind. It was the perfect wall to hide behind the fact that I didn't think I was good enough to grace the stage with all these heavyweight artists. Okay, so another example or another time. This time I was invited to speak at an event. Now, you have to understand how big a deal this was for me. Prior to this time, I had kind of always told myself that, and the key here is told myself, okay? I had always kind of told myself that I expressed myself better singing than I did speaking. So when I was invited to this event, it was a great honor. But what did I do? Unlike in the case of the concerts where I prepared for this event and then just ghosted, this time around, I went the other direction. I decided not to prepare. Somehow, I convinced myself that I could just wing it. But with hindsight, deep down, I think I was kind of hoping, not think, I know, I was kind of hoping that I would crash and burn. So I could say to myself, see, you're not a speaker, you're a singer. And those are just two examples from my personal life. I haven't even talked about the time I literally priced myself out of a job, simply that's a writing job, simply because I felt the client was way out of my league. Or the time I didn't do a maths test for a role I had applied for, simply because I convinced myself that I was terrible at maths and wasn't good enough to work at such a prestigious company. So why try? Maybe in your case, it is a job you know you want to do, but deep down, you believe you're not good enough to get it. So you deliberately do not prepare for the interview as well as you should, right? Or maybe you make a mountain out of a molehill and overthink a product or business idea to the ground because you know making a decision means you have to make progress. Does that sound familiar? Well, I want to tell you the first things first. It is really not your fault, okay? So let's just get that out of the way first. It's really not your fault. One of the reasons we self-sabotage is because subconsciously we are trying to protect ourselves, and our subconscious goes into overdrive when it sees or senses threat of change. Self-sabotage becomes our defense mechanism. But the question is, again, the question is why? Why? Why is that? Why is self-sabotaging a defense mechanism? Why does our subconscious go into overdrive in the protection department when it senses change that it knows, you know? So you know that this change will rationally be good for you. Well, my theory is that the culprit is internal programming. Somehow, at some point, most likely in childhood, possibly as a result of trauma or just something as simple as not getting enough attention from a parent or someone we look up to or someone that we admire, we create this internal programming that pretty much says the reason that happened is because there's something wrong with you. So in other words, instead of looking at the situation as it really is, which is a trauma that has happened to you, or having a lousy parent or a lousy adult that you admire, you somehow convince yourself that you are the problem here. For me personally, and this is the first time I've ever actually said this out in the open, I had some really serious daddy issues. I loved my dad and I knew in his own way he loved me, but I grew up afraid of him, really, really afraid of him. And I always felt like I had to work hard to earn his love, possibly because we weren't close. So I never really got to know him well and vice versa. In truth, both my parents spent so much time and energy at war with each other to pay much attention to us, the kids. My mom, I know she tried her best, But seven kids in the midst of a matrimonial war zone is not easy, I'm sure. Unfortunately, we, the kids, had to bear the brunt of it, and the consequence is, at least in my own life, was always feeling like I was not enough and was not deserving of love and all the good things. And this is not to try and create some sort of pity party. It's just what it was. And it took therapy and years of internal, intentional focus on self-awareness and self-growth to dig my way out of the limiting belief hole. I still have some way to go, if I'm honest, but I am light years away from where I used to be, which is why I'm so passionate about seeing people, especially women, break free from limiting beliefs. That's my core value. That's the core of this mission, of the mission of Girl Unlimited. Because truth is, those limiting beliefs will slowly ruin your life. Because as far as your subconscious is concerned, yes, it is keeping you small, but at least it is keeping you safe. Because there's this internal conflict going on between who you are and who you truly, truly believe you are on the inside. And the goal is to find a way for those two, the subconscious and the rational brain, to align. So the next question, obviously, is how? Well, this is how, in my opinion. You rewrite the program script. And if you're saying that it sounds more simplistic than it actually is, then you are 100% right. It will take some work. Self-sabotage isn't easy to fix, but your future will certainly thank you for it if you put in the work. So first things first, I suggest talking it out. I'm a huge believer in talk therapy, in airing things out in the open, whether that is to a professional or just a really supportive girlfriend or parent. You'll be shocked at what you'll discover just by airing things out in the open. It is powerful, my friends. It's funny, but that saying that a problem shared is a problem half solved, I believe it's true. How else can you rewrite the script? Face your giants. Face your giants. What do I mean by this? I'll bet with you that any person who you see is self-sabotaging has a constant stream of negative talk running in the background. And the recording has possibly been playing for so long that they don't even notice it anymore. It's become part of their daily living. Well, it's time to get reacquainted with those negative beliefs. It's time to get reacquainted with that recording. It's time to get reacquainted with that script. Because if they are strong enough to be running your life, then they are worthy of your attention. No more ignoring. We are going to face them headlong. I'll suggest journaling this. you guys know how much I love journaling. I'll suggest journaling. And if you're running blank, then journaling about the last self-sabotaging incident will help you whittle down the good-for-nothing weasels. Start by asking the simple question, why? That is probably one of the most powerful questions we could ever ask. But ask this question, why, until you get to the core reason you self-sabotaged. Here's an example. So you ask the question, why did I poo-poo over this opportunity? Answer, because I didn't need it anyway. Why did I think I didn't need it? After all, I need the money. Because I was a little scared. Why was I a little scared? Because I didn't think I was good enough. So you see how it works. And you just keep going until you hit the core reason. If you can practice with a friend, even better. So now you have your core limiting belief staring you right in the face. What now? Now it is time to offer what I am calling a reasonable rebuttal. And what I mean by this is it has to be a realistic, truth-based opposing argument and not wishful thinking. Okay? So a reasonable opposing argument that even your subconscious brain cannot argue with. For instance, if your limiting belief is the fact that you're going to suck at a thing, perhaps the reasonable rebuttal is, yes, I'll suck right now, but with enough time and training, I'll do better. And that's reasonable and true. So now you have to do this for all your limiting beliefs and get ready to attack those negative thoughts with the opposing argument or reasonable rebuttal every single time they spring forth. Get used to knowing the signs of a negative thought bubbling up on the surface and cut it off right there. Don't even let it breathe. And like I've shared a few times on the podcast already, you don't silence negative thoughts with thoughts, but with words. Words are just such better tools to fight with. So now you silenced all those negative thoughts with your reasonable rebuttals. The final tip I'll offer is to lean into the discomfort of failing. Yes, the pain and the embarrassment, all of it. See it as building muscle. It kind of reminds me of exercise. You guys know how much I love walking, but I also do a lot of home workouts, especially for those days when I'm short of time or we're having bad weather. I used to do a whole bunch of them, but these days I mainly bounce between two channels, Grow with Joe and Strong Nation. And those who know, know. So imagine you're holding a squat position and the instructor tells you to hold it for, 1 minute, okay? 20 seconds to 25 seconds in, you begin to feel the burn and every part of you wants to stand up straight and relieve yourself of that pain. But instead, you remember the end goal, that amazing butt or the toned thighs, whatever it is. So what you do is you lean into the pain. You scream if you have to, you clap if you have to, you distract yourself by dancing in that position, but you hold it. Then your legs begin to shake. And you feel you can't take it anymore. And then you hear Ailee of Strong Nation say, I know it's burning, but you can do it. The countdown timer says 10 seconds left. And you have your game face on and you stay there. It hurts like hell. And you know you'll be sore for the next week. But you stay. That is leaning into the pain. It is accepting that this will likely be hard and you'll suck at the first 100 times you do it. You will suck and it will be messy, but you're going to be here for all of it and you are willing to create space for it in your heart. That right there, my friends, is the game changer, because that's the power of the old limiting belief program and the lifeblood of self-sabotaging. Your subconscious is betting on the fact that you will run and hide in the face of the pain of failure or in the face of looking stupid. It is fully expecting you will run back to your safe zone with your tail between your legs. So when you don't, you get a little stronger and it loses its power ever so slightly. One of my favorite Bible verses is this: for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. This was talking about Jesus when he was being sentenced to death by crucifixion. That must have been hard. But he knew that joy that was set before him. He knew what the end result was. And he knew the pain to get to that end result was worth it. In John Maxwell's book, The 15 Invariable Laws of Growth, one of my favorite parts is the one that he talks about, the law of consistency. There he quotes a Persian poet named Sa'di, who says, have patience. Everything is hard before it becomes easy. I promise you, if you will stop running from the pain or hiding from the hard, with time you will render your security guard subconscious jobless. And the limiting beliefs then don't get a chance to shine in all their glory. And even when they so much as lift their weakened heads, you have the weapon of the reasonable rebuttal to silence them. And that, my friends, is how you stop self-sabotage. I hope you found value in today's episode. I know I did. There were even times that times when I had tears in my eyes, and I'm still feeling emotional even now that I speak. But believe it or not, these episodes are useful to me as well, even though I am the conduit of the message. But before I go, I wanted to leave you with a poem I found. it's a really sad point, but it's kind of hilarious at the same time. And I'm not sharing with you because I want you to feel bad. I'm sharing it because I'm hoping that it will spark a fire in your belly and help you commence that journey to end self-sabotage. It is a poem by Sarah Muldoon, and it goes like this. I sabotage my happiness with every chance I get. I wallow in my sadness, my fears, and my regrets. I beg for love to claim me, but I am fearful of its strength. I stop to smell the flowers, but soon forget their scent. I ache for new adventure, but make no move to progress. I dream of all that could be, but I am uninspired yet. I have made myself a prisoner in a cell that's dull and bleak. I view the world through iron bars as I sit and rot and weep. Gosh. If that doesn't set a fire in your belly, I don't know what will. But I know this much, that will never be me. And I hope, sincerely hope, that will never be you. Why? Because now we have the tools to stop self-sabotage. Right? Right? Enjoy the rest of your week, guys, and I'll see you soon. You, my friend, are a total rock legend for listening to this episode to the end. I hope you found value in it. And if you did, would you do me a quick favor? Would you rate and review this podcast on the platform you're listening? And if the platform you're listening doesn't have the facility to rate and review, then please share the episode with your friends and your loved ones. It would go such a long way in helping spread the word of this podcast. And until next time, remember, you're a unique, remarkably created person with a God-given purpose and unlimited potential. The question is, what are you going to do about it?
That nothing will become of me, that I'll never come to anything, but I rise, rise. Yes, you might have given up on me, 'cause you couldn't see